What's going on, guys? Welcome into another episode of Millionaire Mindcast. As always, your host, Maddie A. And today, we are coming back with another Wise Investor segment on a really contentious topic right now, something that has been making waves in the news, President Joe Biden's proposal to raise capital gains taxes. As if you weren't already getting taxed enough and feeling very great and confident about where your tax dollars are going and being used, for all the risks, all of the time, all the energy that we as investors take to, one, try and better ourselves, but in the process, better our communities, better the industries that we get to make an impact in by making those investments, right? We are ultimately getting forced and faced with a potential raise in capital gains that is concerning a lot of people. So we'll talk about it today. We'll talk about the pros and cons. We'll talk about some of the things that you want to be aware of. Now, this isn't anything that is set in stone right now. And if it does become something that gets put into law, it's going to be a doozy. And you'll see and hear some of the negative impacts I think will happen as a result of this. But these are just things policy-wise as an investor, you just got to keep a pulse on. And understanding capital gains is, of course, something that's important because it's going to impact you no matter what, right? It's out there. It's already in law. But that being said, with the proposal that Joe Biden is pushing towards, it can make a really big difference. So let's kick off some things by shedding some light on exactly what capital gains taxes are and why they're causing such a stir right now, why so many investors are up in arms.
Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor.
Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started.
Capital gains taxes are essentially a levy, a tax that is imposed on your profit made when you sell an asset. This could be something like a stock, a bond, a real estate asset. And the proposal on the table is to hike up these taxes to a whopping 45%. Well, 44.6% to be exact for certain high income earners. But before we jump in, before we start pointing fingers and, you know, getting all aggressive and angry, right? I always like to just try and take as much of a bipartisan approach, whether you're on the left, whether you're on the right, no matter who is proposing some of these things, which administration is pushing this legislation, right? You want to explore the potential upsides, downsides, and just try and comb through this with a calm and a reasonable outlook. And for starters, when we think about, you know, raising capital gains taxes, it could seriously hinder investors' appetite to say, why am I going to go and take all this risk to make this potential profit to give almost half of it back to the government? And when you think and see how the government has been utilizing many individuals' tax dollars, you may feel aligned with it. Maybe you don't. I'm going to just go out and say that most people who are taking financial risks, trying to build financial freedom, trying to build wealth, are generally going to lean more towards conservative policy just because it is going to benefit them more in their pocketbooks. And a lot of the tax dollars that, you know, conservatives are charged and issued with often go to maybe certain social issues that they don't align with. I'm not here to get into politics on that front, right? But when you think about it, why would anybody want to pump their hard-earned cash into the market, the stock market, or a real estate asset, if they're going to get hit with that large of a tax bill on their returns? And it's not just investors who should be worried about this. This is high capital gains taxes that could spell trouble for startup companies, for small businesses. This hits entrepreneurs as well, people who are investing in their businesses. And these are individuals who rely on investment capital to fuel growth and to fuel innovation, to build and scale their companies in many ways. But with investors maybe going to now be thinking about how they have to tighten their purse strings, we could be looking at a future where entrepreneurship, you know, really starts to get hindered and faces many headwinds and really disincentivizes people to want to go and take those kind of risks, or investors to go invest in those types of entrepreneurs and businesses and take that risk. But there's more. Raising capital gains taxes could also lead to some serious market volatility when you think about this and you play this out. Now, picture this. Investors decide to panic sell their assets because they want to avoid the tax hike, sending waves through the market, leaving everyday folks feeling pinched and, you know, restricted by this. And let's not forget about the global implications. If the U.S. becomes less attractive for investors due to higher taxes, we're going to see capital going, well, my capital's no good here. It's not being treated properly. So maybe I should take it to a more tax-friendly country or, you know, island for that matter. It's not exactly great news when you think about Uncle Sam making his pocketbook a whole lot fatter, because let's just be honest. The wealthy, they care about their dollars. They're smart about how they protect it, how they grow it. And if it's not going to be utilized properly here or appreciated properly here in America, well, then they're probably going to take it elsewhere. Now, when you think about how this impacts retirement, with higher capital gains taxes eating into savings for a lot of retirees, they could find themselves facing some tough choices down the line after years of hard work, after years of saving. If they have to cash in on some of their investments because they need to live off of those investments and they don't have the necessary income coming in to support their lifestyles because they've depleted their savings, well, nobody's going to want to see their golden years tarnished by a hefty tax bill. So it's significantly going to hit retirees as well. So there's a lot of implications that could be very negative in the grand scheme of this. So, you know, where does that leave us? The debate over raising capital gains taxes is definitely far from over. I don't want to be a doomsdayer because at the end of the day, this has a lot of hurdles to get over and roadblocks to get around. And there's going to be a lot of lobbying and a lot of people with a lot of money fighting against this. This is potentially just a pandering move for Joe Biden and his base right now to tax the rich, right? The demonized, I guess, investor and wealthy individual that, you know, many on the left like to portray as bad parts of our society and culture that aren't doing their fair share to, you know, service the rest of those who feel entitled to these individuals' monies, especially finding it so funny that, you know, the dollars that are taxed are extremely unaccountable and find their way into causes that have absolutely no benefit to American citizens. But I'll digress on that. But one thing's for sure, it's a conversation that we do need to keep having, right? It is a conversation that we do need to be thinking about, because people are always going to be trying to tax the wealthy. And if you're somebody that wants to live a great life, you want to build wealth, you want to unlock financial freedom, well, guess what? You need to understand how policy ties into your wealth building journey. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a believer that, you know, it is part of our patriotic duty to pay our fair share of taxes. There's a lot of good things that taxes actually do get allocated towards and do benefit in terms of cities and counties and regions and states and the government. But let's just be honest, especially over the last few years. And I'm sure you could go back, you know, for decades and say that there's been egregious, you know, spending, negligent spending, unaccounted spending with our American tax dollars. And I don't expect that to go away anytime soon. So am I saying that, you know, we shouldn't be paying taxes? Absolutely not. But what I am saying is when they are going aggressively in ways that only target a very specific group of people, that not every person that these capital gains, and honestly, let's just be honest, most of the people that this type of proposal would impact are not people that are rolling around in cash and are living massively with tens of millions of dollars rolling in every year. This is going to impact a certain group of people that ultimately need that money. And it's a part of their livelihood, their family, their wealth, their legacy. And I'm not a big fan of paying it to an administration, at least right now, and really the government as a whole, when I don't think I have always been able to see the benefit of that, not just for me selfishly, but in my communities, in the causes and the things that we as taxpayers would be happy to see if it was accounted for and allocated properly. So very interesting to see what is happening here. I always love to keep tabs on some of, you know, the policy that impacts us as investors. It's something you should be paying attention to. It's something you should be asking questions on. It is something that you should be researching. Is this going to go up to 44.6%? I don't think so. Time will tell. There's still a lot that would need to get, you know, work through in order for this to really get any legs, but it's out there. It's making headlines. People are talking about it. So we'll keep tabs on that.
Are you interested in boosting your income by an extra $50,000 this year? If so, you're going to love what I've got in store for you. I am beyond excited to officially announce an incredible opportunity to join me in my exclusive mastermind, which will include myself and 25 other hand-selected investors who are actively pursuing commercial real estate in 2024 and want to be held accountable to making sure they buy their first or their next commercial real estate investment property that will net them a minimum of $50,000 a year. This mastermind group will not only teach you how to do that, how to find, how to analyze, how to structure and buy these types of commercial real estate investment properties, but you'll also have an opportunity to be a part of an intimate group of high achievers that are going to take your network and your resources to a whole nother level. But here's the catch. Like I mentioned before, this is exclusive. We're only selecting 25 ambitious individuals for our founding members group who are serious and ready to take that next step in their commercial real estate investing journey. So if you are ready to increase your passive income by at least $50,000 in the next year with commercial real estate investing, then this is your moment. These spaces are gonna fill up fast. And trust me, this is the one and only time to be a founding member, which comes with some pretty special benefits. So head over to myfirst50k.com and submit your application now. Again, that's myfirst50k.com. You can head over there, check out the program, see everything that it entails, submit your application to join, and I can't wait to connect with you soon.
That's your Wise Investor segment for the day. If you enjoy the show, all I ask, please share it with somebody that you think can get value from it, that would be benefited from participating in conversations like these. If you're a commercial real estate investor and you want to know more about buying your first commercial real estate investment property, head over to thewiseinvestorcollective.com or myfirst50k.com. You can check out more information there. Of course, millionairemindcast.com. We got all kinds of great tools, resources, calculators for those of you that are on your wealth building journey. And if you enjoy the show, the price of admission, all I ask is that you take 2 seconds to leave a review on iTunes. It's how we continue to reach more people, or really whatever podcasting platform you're listening to this on. I didn't even know I had a bunch of reviews on Spotify. We're on the road to 1,000 on iTunes. So that's kind of where I always like to drive people. But whether it's Spotify, Google Play, wherever you like to listen to this show on, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Share it with somebody else. Leave a review. And until next week's episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.